In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. So on this first Sunday of Lent, the Church celebrates what we call the triumph of Orthodoxy. Now, it doesn't refer to Orthodox people being better than someone or winning at some kind of war or anything like that. The triumph actually refers to the faith and to the teaching about icons. It's a triumph of a teaching about icons and icons being preserved and restored to the life of the church. And in fact, the day is sometimes referred to as the day of the restoration of icons. In the 8th and 9th centuries, there were people who opposed icons in church as idolatry or as misleading people's theology. And these folks were called iconoclasts, which simply means to be against icons or to destroy icons. But the holy teachers of the church pushed back and gathered in council against the teachings of these iconoclasts. And on the first Sunday of Lent, back in the year 843, so a long time ago, on the first Sunday of Lent, icons were once and for all restored to their proper place in the church. And then ever since, on the first Sunday of Lent, we kind of have an anniversary. The church celebrates icons as beautiful, artistic, and essential expressions of our faith, an expression in the way that only art can do. So today I'd like to talk briefly about three ways we incorporate icons into our spiritual life. And I'll try to keep it short as we have a big morning with both, you know, my hero Basil, and then our celebration continuing into adult ed, our celebration of icons. So I'll try to keep it a little short, but three brief ways in which icons are incorporated in our spiritual life. First way I'd like to consider is the icon as a teaching tool, a teaching tool. Icons help us learn about our faith, about our spiritual story, about our heroes. We see events depicted that help us focus and relive major moments in salvation history. You know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words, and that's certainly true of icons. Often we learn as much about a feast, as much about an event, a sacred event, from its icon as we do from its written story. And in fact, a visual image often sticks with us and impacts us more deeply than words do. And think about this. Icons help convey our sacred history, you know, our spiritual heroes and spiritual events to children before they can even read. Before they can even read, these holy images are already sharing our story with the next generation, even in their infancy. And speaking of not being able to read, you know, most of us in the 20th and 21st century, in America in particular, take literacy, the ability to read and write, we take that for granted. But from the beginning, it was not so. It was not so. Over the past 2,000 years of Christianity, during most of those centuries, the vast majority of believers could not read or write beyond an elementary level if they were even that fortunate. And yet icons, art, the visual image preserved and transmitted the stories and heroes of the faith in Jesus Christ to all of them. The second way we might consider icons is in their devotional quality. You know, as one stands before an icon, as one enters a church filled with icons, you know, we are changed. We're changed. At least in that moment, we are changed. An icon sets a tone in the heart that cannot be imitated or duplicated by any other means. You know, we are creatures not only of mind and not only of heart, but we have physical senses. And visual is one of our strongest physical senses that we have. And when an icon is included in our prayer and devotional life, our whole being is affected. The icon is not only a reminder and not only a teaching tool, but it's an encounter. It's part of a point of encounter. And through the icon, we encounter those depicted, those events and people depicted, these holy people. We encounter them face to face simply by our visual sense. An icon, therefore, brings earth to heaven, to the place that I am standing, literally to the space immediately in front of my eyes. When my eyes meet that image, my eyes meet heaven. And that means that I can begin to taste heaven whenever I pray or meditate in front of one. The icon is a window into the reality of the kingdom of God. It's a window through which we see humanity transformed and made divine. The icon reveals our path and our destination as we grow closer to God. Did you ever notice the saints depicted in icons? They're not just photographs or portraits of how they looked on earth. They're intentionally not that way. They are revelations of what life is in the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, an icon is our contact point to the transformed life that we can look forward to, and in fact, that we can even begin to experience in this world and on this earth when we are touched by God here and now. And then thirdly, an icon is theology. An icon is theology in color. Icons witness our faith in the person of Jesus Christ, who is, in fact, God the Son. You know, while icons of the saints show this transformation of life in the kingdom of heaven from someone born human, an icon of Jesus is kind of the flip of that. An icon of Jesus witnesses his incarnation, that he was God before the ages, and then he became human. That God, who by nature cannot be seen, becomes incarnate, and therefore we can now see him and now see an image of him and even paint what he looked like as he became human in the person of Jesus Christ. And to paint an icon of Christ and to see an icon of our Savior is nothing less than to declare that God has come among us as a human being, as one of us, as one of who we are. And that's the most core theology of the Christian faith, that God has come among us as one of us. And so there are many, many more truths around the glory and beauty of icons in the life of the church. And as we continue to celebrate icons throughout the day and later this morning, let's at least keep these three truths in mind and in heart. Icons are teaching tools that preserve and transmit our story. Icons have an unmatched devotional quality that allow us to encounter the kingdom of heaven having come upon us. And icons are a declaration of our deepest and most core theology, that God, who could not be seen, became incarnate and became human and became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen.